Hey fans, I'm Chiefs supporter BJ Kissel with your game preview of the Chiefs' third preseason game coming up on Saturday at Arrowhead Stadium against the Minnesota Vikings. Here are a few things to look for in that game. First, offensive line. It's been talked about plenty, but the Chiefs, for the second year in a row, will probably go into the season with the youngest offensive line in the NFL. In the Chiefs' first preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals, that offensive line gave up 6 sacks. Now, against the Carolina Panthers, they brought that down to just 3, so it's obviously something the Chiefs want to shore up in protecting their quarterbacks. And speaking of quarterbacks, it's been confirmed Alex Smith will play the entire first half against the Vikings, and he will play into the third quarter. How far he plays into the third quarter, they'll figure out during the game. But second-year player Tyler Bray will be the next man up at quarterback for the Chiefs. Also, something that's been talked about quite a bit recently is the young wide receiver group. Guys like Frankie Hammond has been making a lot of noise recently with his play. Somebody that Alex Smith talked about as being Mr. Reliable after the game last week against the Panthers. He echoed that same sentiment this week, talking about how improved he was as far as understanding the offense. He knows what he's doing out on the field. And you obviously have guys like Albert Wilson who have been consistent throughout camp. They've got a big opportunity in this game. And then obviously with Junior Hemingway being out of practice all of this week, you look at a guy like Kyle Williams in the slot receiver position for the Chiefs. He's got a big opportunity when the Chiefs do go 3 wide receiver sets. Switching to the defensive side of the ball, something that's going to be looked at and something that's going to be important in this game is creating turnovers. It's something I talked about specifically with Bob Sutton after practice today, knowing that in that first game against the Bengals, they had the 2 pick-6 touchdowns. They created 2 turnovers on defense, and those led to points. Against the Panthers, they weren't able to force any turnovers, although, as Sutton said, they had a couple opportunities. They just weren't able to come away with the ball. But that's something to look for in this game, is the defense creating pressure and creating turnovers, hopefully give the offense a short field to work with. These are the things that you guys should be looking for as you watch the game on Saturday against the Vikings. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs supporter BJ Kissel.